Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Addiction Inoculation by Jessica Leahy, a comprehensive guide aimed at parents and educators on how to arm our youth with the tools they need to navigate the complicated landscape of alcohol and drug use. Drawing from her extensive experience as a writer, teacher, and addiction recovery coach, Leahy combines personal anecdotes with evidence-based strategies to offer insights into how we can foster environments that promote healthy, substance-free lives for our children. Published in 2021, The Addiction Inoculation addresses the myriad factors that contribute to substance abuse, from the influence of peers to the critical role of self-efficacy and resilience. Leahy unpacks the dangers lurking in the lives of young people and provides a roadmap for building their defenses against these threats. Her advice is not just theoretical, it is practical, actionable, and grounded in the latest research on addiction prevention. With her works featured in prestigious publications such as The Washington Post, The Atlantic, and The New York Times, and as the author of the best-selling book The Gift of Failure, Jessica Leahy brings credible and compelling insights to the table. Notable for her nomination for a 2019 Pushcart Prize, Leahy's expertise and heartfelt commitment to the well-being of the next generation shine through her writing. The Addiction Inoculation is a must-listen for parents seeking to guide their children toward a healthy and drug-free path, as well as for teachers who play a pivotal role in shaping their students' understanding of and resilience against the psychology of addiction. Join us as we explore how to empower our children with the knowledge, support, and self-confidence necessary to resist the temptations of alcohol and drug use, ensuring they lead happy, healthy lives. The Addiction Inoculation: Raising Healthy Kids in a Culture of Dependence. Introduction: Fortifying Our Children Against the Lure of Substance Use. In today's world, our children are navigating an environment where substance use is not just common, but often glorified. From alcohol-laden sports events to movies and songs that romanticize drug usage, the temptations are omnipresent. Not to mention the potent influence of peer pressure. It's a daunting reality for parents, but it's not insurmountable. Rather than isolating our children from the world, we can equip them with the resilience to resist these temptations. This narrative unfolds a series of practical and impactful strategies that parents can employ to raise children who are not only healthy, but also possess the strength to stay clear of substance use. These strategies don't complicate parenting, but rather enhance it through simple yet powerful steps. One focal point is the common yet misunderstood practice of allowing children to sip alcohol at home. Many believe it demystifies alcohol or reduces its allure, but the reality could not be further from this assumption. We'll explore why this approach might not be the safeguard many think it is. Another crucial aspect we delve into is fostering a strong sense of self-efficacy in children. When kids believe in their ability to influence outcomes and navigate challenges, they're more equipped to face and resist the temptations of substance use. This belief in self is a powerful tool against the tide of peer pressure and the normalization of substance use in media and culture. Lastly, the challenge of peer pressure is as old as time, but not insurmountable. We will share strategies to empower kids, helping them to stand firm in their values and make choices that steer clear of substance use, despite what their peers might say or do. By embracing these strategies, we can inoculate our children against substance use, preparing them for a healthy life, both physically and emotionally. This narrative is more than just a guide. It's a blueprint for raising resilient and confident children in a world where they are constantly tempted to stray. Part 1: The Teenage Conundrum, Navigating the Allure and Danger of Substance Use. The Teenage Years. A period of life filled with intense emotions, unforgettable experiences, and a fair share of confusion. It's a time when every milestone feels monumental, from the thrill of first loves to the rites of passage such as prom nights and driving lessons. However, beyond these hallmark experiences lies a deeper, more complex journey of cognitive and emotional development that profoundly impacts teenagers' susceptibility to substance use. Herein lies a critical insight. During the teenage years, the allure of substance use is significantly amplified, and its potential for harm is at its peak. The explanation for this is deeply rooted in the teenage brain's unique stage of development, particularly the frontal and prefrontal cortexes, vital regions responsible for strategic planning, decision-making, and goal-setting, are not yet fully matured. This developmental phase does not only herald the erratic and sometimes exasperating behavior observed in teenagers, but also underscores a heightened vulnerability to substance abuse. Adults often navigate decision-making processes with a reliance on logical and strategic thinking, an approach largely influenced by the matured state of their frontal and prefrontal cortexes. Teenagers, in contrast, are steered by the limbic system, a network within the brain dedicated to processing emotions, instincts, memories, and desires. This internal setup predisposes teenagers towards impulsive behaviors and risk-taking, inadvertently opening the doors to substance use. The impulsivity characteristic of teenagehood, coupled with their developing brains, renders substance use not just more appealing but also significantly more damaging. While indulging in substance use post-adolescence carries its own set of ramifications, the long-term cognitive and mental health consequences are substantially more severe when substance abuse occurs during the teenage years. Acknowledging this heightened vulnerability, the next logical question arises: how can we effectively steer our teenagers clear of the temptations of drinking and drugs? An integral part of the solution lies in understanding the specific risk factors that elevate the likelihood of substance use among teens, setting the stage for informed and proactive interventions. Part 2, Shielding Your Kids from Substance Abuse, starts with understanding the why. It's a rather common, albeit dangerous, misconception among parents that their children are naturally equipped to steer clear of the pitfalls of substance abuse. This belief is comforted by the notion that our kids are too insightful, too aware, or simply too prudent to fall into such traps. However, the harsh reality we must confront is that no child is inherently invulnerable to the lure of substance use. Consider this. Part 3. The Rule of No Sips and Learning from Life's Lessons. Jessica Leahy, an author and herself a recovered alcoholic, holds a unique insight into the path that leads individuals towards substance abuse. Her weekly attendance at a 12-step meeting in a Vermont church basement is not just a personal journey, but an investigative one. She listens intently to the stories of other recovering addicts, piecing together the critical moments that led them to their first encounter with drugs or alcohol. For Leahy, who is deeply invested in safeguarding her children from substance abuse, understanding these initial steps into addiction is crucial. Drawing from these reflections, Leahy underscores a poignant realization. The home environment doesn't merely serve as a backdrop for potential risks, but can be transformed into a fortress of resilience and strength given the right set of rules. So, what's the most effective rule a family could implement? Here's the pivotal advice: ban sipping and leverage the power of natural consequences. It's a common misconception among parents that allowing children to take sips of alcohol at home under supervised conditions will somehow inoculate them against reckless drinking behaviors later on. This lenient approach often leads to a patchwork of confusing rules around alcohol consumption, mistakenly believed to deter future misuse. However, this assumption is starkly refuted by research findings. Studies reveal that not only does allowing sips of alcohol at home fail to curb teenage drinking, it actually increases the likelihood of them becoming regular drinkers. The question then arises: how can families effectively deter underage drinking? One key strategy is to let children face the natural consequences of their actions. This isn't to say parents should stand by idly if their child is slipping towards a dangerous addiction. Rather, when minor infractions lead to negative consequences like nausea or a hangover, it's an opportunity for learning. By connecting the dots between actions and their consequences, children can learn valuable life lessons, Natural consequences serve as tangible evidence that rules are not arbitrarily imposed, but are safeguards against making choices that lead to adverse outcomes. Learning from life itself, children can gain a deep-rooted understanding of why some behaviors are off-limits, laying the groundwork for more responsible decision-making in the future. Part 4. Empowering your child, the role of self-efficacy in preventing addiction. Do you recall the sheer joy and pride that surged through you as a child the moment you conquered a new skill? Perhaps it was the first wobbly journey on a bicycle without training wheels, or the moment you realized you could read a whole storybook on your own. That intoxicating blend of elation and confidence is more than just a fleeting childhood memory. It's what psychologists define as self-efficacy. This concept encapsulates the belief in our own ability to succeed, to adapt, and to overcome hurdles that life throws our way. Self-efficacy isn't merely a nice trait to have, it's a critical shield. Individuals with a robust sense of self-efficacy radiate resilience, confidence, and determination. They are less likely to feel trapped by their circumstances and more likely to approach challenges with a proactive mindset. And when it comes to navigating the treacherous waters of potential substance abuse, a strong sense of self-efficacy can be a lifesaver. Let's embrace a crucial understanding. Fostering a robust sense of self-efficacy can be a formidable barrier against addiction for our children. So, how can we, as parents and guardians, nurture this vital attribute within the home? The journey begins with introspection and exemplary action. Firstly, examine the language you use. The transition from "I can't" to "I can't yet" may seem subtle, yet it's profoundly empowering. This simple switch in phrasing sends a potent message to our children. Growth and capability are not static. With effort and time, the skills we currently lack are within our reach. Next, actively engage in skill building with your children. It's one thing to advocate for the potential for growth, it's another to facilitate it. Present them with tasks that stretch their capabilities without overwhelming them, challenges that are just within their zone of proximal development. This strategic balance encourages engagement, perseverance, and ultimately, a sense of achievement. Lastly, the way we offer praise matters enormously. Generic accolades like "well done" fall short of their intended effect. Instead, aim for specific, descriptive praise that acknowledges the precise actions or reasoning your child employed. For instance, acknowledging their creative problem-solving in tackling a math problem not only boosts their self-esteem, but reinforces the value of their efforts and strategies. By modeling self-efficacy, nurturing skills, and offering meaningful praise, we set the stage for our children to develop a strong sense of self-belief. This, in turn, equips them with a psychological armor against the temptations and trials of substance abuse, steering them towards a path of health, resilience, and success. Part 5. The power of connection, early talks, and listening. Keys to preventing substance abuse. Navigating the chaos of family life, especially when it comes to mealtime, can often feel like an obstacle course. With the whirlwind of daily duties, from managing schedules to answering relentless phone calls, the simplicity of gathering around the TV for dinner might seem like a tempting alternative. Yet, resisting this inclination and opting for family dinners can play a crucial role in keeping the channels of communication open between you and your children, a vital strategy in steering them clear of substance abuse. This brings us to a vital insight. The foundation of preventing substance abuse in children hinges on early, ongoing dialogue, staying connected, and most importantly, listening. Joseph Califano, the mind behind the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, places immense value on the act of sharing meals as a family. It's more than just consuming nutrients. It's about creating a safe haven for conversations that can shield your children from an array of risky behaviors, not least of which includes the temptations of alcohol and drugs. Initiating conversations about substance use shouldn't be postponed until it's thrust upon you by circumstances. The aim should be to weave this discourse into the fabric of your interactions from an early age, ensuring it's suitable for their level of understanding. Embarking on a journey of sustained dialogue about topics as critical as substance use demands a keen awareness. This isn't about proving a point or being right. It's about fostering an environment of trust and openness. Sometimes this might mean setting aside the need to win an argument in favor of preserving a healthy communicative relationship with your child. Moreover, the essence of staying connected to your children loses its purpose if it doesn't include genuinely listening to what they have to say. The effectiveness of lectures pales in comparison to the power of two-way communication. Actively listening to your children not only shows that you value their opinions and feelings, but also provides you with invaluable insights. Their casual mentions of friends' behaviors, their reactions to drug and alcohol use, or even their observations about other parents' attitudes towards substances offer a window into their own perceptions and potential vulnerabilities. Taking note of these seemingly inconsequential snippets of conversation can equip you with the knowledge and context needed to navigate and influence your child's stance on substance use effectively. This attentive approach underscores the importance of not only talking and staying connected, but truly listening to what your children have to convey. Part 6. Arm your kids against peer pressure with insight and ready responses. Peer pressure is a force to be reckoned with, looming large and fearsome over parental concerns. It's a universal challenge. The worry that our children might succumb, that the values we've instilled might falter in the face of a friend's persuasion or the allure of fitting in. It's a fear predicated on the powerful sway that peers hold during the teenage years, but it's not an insurmountable one. Here's the essential strategy for fortifying your kids against this pervasive challenge. Equip them with a clear perspective and rehearsed lines for tough situations. The issue of peer pressure often becomes daunting because children, caught in the moment, might feel isolated in their resistance or believe that everyone's doing it. This skewed perception can significantly erode their resolve. To counter this, it's crucial to instill in your children a healthy perspective on substance use among their peers. Clarify that, contrary to their possible beliefs, not every teenager smokes, drinks, or uses drugs. Dispelling this myth can alleviate the perceived pressure to conform, but understanding alone might not always give your children the armor they need. This is where specific, rehearsed responses come into play. These scripts are a practical toolbox your child can draw from when faced with real-world temptations. The objective is not to script their entire social interaction, but to provide them with credible, face-saving ways to say no. For instance, volunteering as the designated driver offers a socially acceptable excuse without necessitating confrontation. If they're not of driving age, another effective script might be mentioning parental monitoring, such as drug and alcohol testing, as a deterrent. The key is to craft these responses together, ensuring they feel authentic and comfortable for your child to use. By providing your child with a broader understanding of peer behaviors and arming them with ready-to-use scripts for peer pressure situations, you're not just helping them navigate adolescence, you're empowering them to stand firm in their decisions. This proactive approach can significantly mitigate your fears, knowing that when faced with the inevitable offer, your child isn't left floundering for answers but is prepared, confident, and equipped to resist. Final summary. The essence of the insights shared here revolves around a crucial understanding of the developmental journey of adolescents. The very architecture of their brains makes substance use not only more enticing, but significantly more harmful compared to adults. As parents and guardians, our role transcends mere vigilance. It involves proactively fostering environments and mindsets that shield our young ones from the lure of substance use. A key strategy in this protective endeavor is to shield your children from adverse childhood experiences, ACEs. Such experiences are strongly correlated with a higher propensity for substance abuse later in life. By creating a stable and nurturing environment, the likelihood of turning to alcohol or drugs as a coping mechanism can be drastically reduced. Moreover, establishing and maintaining open channels of communication is indispensable. A relationship grounded in trust and honesty encourages children to share their thoughts, fears, and experiences regarding substance use without fear of judgment or reprimand. It's about laying the groundwork for dialogue that's both meaningful and impactful, well before the crisis point. An equally vital component is nurturing a robust sense of self-efficacy within your children. This belief in their own ability to succeed, to overcome challenges, and to adapt to new situations instills a confidence that is antithetical to substance abuse. It's about celebrating their successes, supporting their endeavors, and guiding them through failures with a focus on growth and learning. Lastly, preparing your children to navigate the inevitable encounters with peer pressure is key. This involves not just instilling a sense of perspective regarding the prevalence, or lack thereof, of substance use among their peers, but also arming them with specific strategies and responses to resist such pressures confidently. In conclusion, protecting your children from the allure and danger of substance abuse requires a multifaceted approach that addresses both the external influences they face and the internal resilience they possess. It's about creating a supportive ecosystem that nurtures their growth, strengthens their resolve, and empowers them to make choices that safeguard their well-being now and in the future. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.